Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 7th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 3rd, 2003.
Nazarene, last week you told us what the apostles do in the afterlife. Why did you leave out Lord Peter from your list?
Because, dear Alora, while I am not on my throne, Lord Peter is ruling heaven. He is no longer an apostle. He is my surrogate on my throne. And he is doing a marvelous job. And it has been decided that after I return to my throne, Lord Peter will not go back to being the keeper of the gates of heaven, but will be the judge of mankind. It has been argued for some time that a human being should judge mankind and not a haven. And though I do not mind doing this, I have done it for many, many years, I believe that the people are right. I believe it is time for a human to judge humans. So when I retake my throne, I will be merely doing the rulership of God, taking care of those things every day that are required to run the kingdom of God. And Lord Peter will permanently be sitting in the seat of judgment. And when people come to heaven and it has to be decided whether or not they can stay, whether their crimes are less enough that they can remain in the kingdom of God or where they have to be cast out if no agreement can be made for the repaying of their debts, Lord Peter will handle all of this. He will be the one that will hear the cases and decide whether or not someone is acceptable to the kingdom of God, whether or not what they have done can be atoned for. This is a very, very important position, Alora, and must be handled by someone that has the deepest understanding and the deepest compassion, and there is no one better than Peter.
Wow, that's great news, Nazarene. Lord Peter must be really special to take over that job.
All that do the will of God are special, Alora. Each has a talent and an ability that makes it possible for them to do their special job.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Pauley. You can check it out online at voicesforspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
An open letter from Sarah, the mother of Israel, to Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone, known in the kingdom of God as Esther. Most profound greetings to a daughter of Israel. I am writing to you on a very special purpose. Our dear Demetrius, Speaker Gerald Pauley, is beginning a campaign for the presidency of the United States. He needs a fundraiser in California to raise that is necessary to get on the primary ballot. I would appreciate it very much if you were to perform at this fundraiser and sing John Lennon's version of Jerusalem that may be found at this address. http://www.voicesfromspirit.com/v/jerusalem2.wmv. If you could get some of your other friends to join in this benefit and sing some of the other beautiful songs that our beloved John has created, it would also delight me very much. Please, dear one, Demetrius will defend Israel with the last drop of his blood. He will protect it from any that would harm it, that would harm its people. He is more than deserving to lead your fine country. Do make your grandmother happy, and do this thing for her, and God the Father of us all will bless you forever. Sarah, the mother of Israel, and a devoted servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever. Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com. We'll be back again.